KO4PXB Mobile. Hey, Thomas, Lloyd, how are you?
Hi, Lloyd. I had this on skin, and I thought that's who I heard there, but it just caught the end of your call. Just passing the end of runway 22 here on Highway 14 at GSP. The kids just took us out for my 77th birthday, which was a few days ago. Had a real nice dinner.
Congratulations and happy belated birthday. Yeah, I'm probably like 6 minutes ahead of you. I just crossed over Pelham, and now I'm coming up on Woodruff Road on Highway 14.
Oh, a lot of traffic out here tonight, but I guess it's that time of day. How was your day, Lloyd?
Yep, it was pretty well. Like I said, I'm learning this new software for the help desk stuff for IT, and it's just beyond confusing.
Remember that new AI?
I don't really. I know you've probably heard of the. It's the ServiceNow application, but it's just so much stuff you have to put in there for it to even close a ticket or work a ticket. It's just not even funny.
Way easier, does it, Lloyd? I don't know what to say. Is it something like Excel?
No, it's an application, and I'm not sure if the whole process is the company that's added these extra steps or the software itself adds these extra steps, because in working a ticket, you first have to, at some point in time, you got to get a knowledge base article that pertains to that subject. Then you've got to send a person an email and then a Teams chat, and then record that and then put it in a work in progress status. And it's just definitely very time consuming.
Like a booger. How many weeks of school do you get on that?
How about all of, none. I went down to Charlotte for 2 days about a month ago, but it wasn't anything on that software. It was mainly to find out how they did things for replacing the hardware and getting and replacing phones and stuff like that. But there was nowhere near enough time to learn the whole pieces of that software that is being used. And I pretty much was down there about 8 or 9 o'clock, and then since it was 2 hours there and 2 hours back, I pretty much still had to get the only 4 hour time frame, and 4 hours there, and so I had to pretty much work an 8 hour day.
I don't know. I think they're expecting a lot of you there in a short time. I used to go to schools on CNC machines and that, and sometimes they were good, and other times they were more engineer-related and above my head, but you still had to go through it. We had this one school out in Staunton, Virginia, out by Washington, D.C., and it... was more or less you could go in by putting in a different circuit board and loading these punch tapes in. You could go in there and change application engineering, such as, well, maybe they had a guy that got hurt on a tool changer or something, and you wanted to change the time on the tool changer and that. And this was just prior to PLCs. But you had to do all that just to get into that. And then you were messing with their software. And if you did it wrong and somebody got hurt or got their hand cut off or something, well, you was kind of the one that was responsible for it. And I didn't want to go into it that deep. All I wanted to know was how to troubleshoot that machine if it broke.
Yep, that's definitely the most important part, because I have no issue and did well at preparing the task that was given to me, but to go through and document it and close the ticket out is definitely an Advil day.
General Mobile. Well, I wish you well on that, but I sure no help to you, that's for sure, Lloyd. Kind of makes your guts kind of churn, though, doesn't it?
Yep, definitely so. And more so, I came on there in October, and the guy left that was there before I got there, so he had already, you know, left the site for his employment, and so I had no instructional information from him on how to do anything, and so I'm definitely in the learning curve.
They say that stuff flows downhill, Lloyd, and sound like you might be in the gutter.
Yeah, I said, but being in the gutter is the only way you can go is up.
Attitude. I don't know how far it gets you, but that's a good attitude.
Yeah, just remembering in the military, there's, you know, some things you just have to work through and be patient with. It'll come, like I said. Yeah, but I got the, pretty much my boss going to kind of shoulder search tomorrow and see what's there, because also I'm finding little bits and pieces of stuff that I need to be able to complete these tasks that I don't have permissions to.
That's asking a little too much of a guy. They used to send me out as a field service engineer and fly me all around the country, and it was so varied, many different things, large water valves, controlled cities, and I even worked on the dam gates at San Angelo, Texas, and oh, guys, I just can't remember all of the things they sent me out for. Sent me to the Navajo Indian Irrigation Project, but I figured out one thing. Once you get out there, it's on your shoulders, and you got to fix it or figure out how to fix it, and you're it, and it kind of leaves you out in the cold.
Yeah, that's pretty much the way it is right now, due to the fact that I'm the only tech there on site. And I support what West Columbia I do. I can do that remotely if they need me. Like I said, because there was a guy coming for a laptop tomorrow that I had to get set up for them. And so it was definitely fun. But like I said, tomorrow's another day, so definitely not sweating it.
Hey, Lloyd. The darndest one I ever got to sit on for interpreting things, they sent me to a sewage lift station. And I thought, oh, that's nice. It really does flow downhill. And when I got there, it was like a hospital inside of that facility. It was really clean as a pin. And I had to convince, they had a problem with the PLC controlling this valve in the sewage lines. And these were massive valves. So, when I got there, the superintendent took me outside, and I won't tell you in the language he told me, but he said they made me hire these expletive-deleted engineers, Tom, and he says there's six of them, and there's only one of them that speaks English. So he says, good luck.
I truly hate it for you. It's KO4PXB for ID. Yeah, and Google Translator wasn't anything to be thought of then.
That was probably in the 80s or early 90s. I don't remember now. But it turns out that it was in their software and not in our valve controls. But getting the point across to them was the hardest thing. And they were very nice people and professional. but I just couldn't communicate with him.
Yes, sir. That definitely happens that way sometimes. All right, sir. I am now in my driveway, and I will say, definitely say, I will talk to you again at another time. It's KO4PXB.
Good luck with that tomorrow, and wish I could be of help, but you're way beyond my help. Take care. KO4PXB in 0TR. 73 Lloyd, nice talking to you.